Yo, we're recording, Mzansi. Man, we are recording. It's a Saturday and we're back with episode 17 of the Project Hustle Show. Sorry for the delay with regards to yesterday's raw. We're busy editing it because it's an exclusive episode. It was my birthday yesterday and I had Thabang Moshoeshoe as a guest, so we are busy with that. Remember that I am still your host, Ukensani, also known as Unkuli. And with this show, I want to publish 90 exclusive episodes, and I'm running on episode 17. Big up to our marketing manager Obusisi for keeping us relevant on the social media streets. We are still using the mantra of success, which we truly believe we finally figured out how to grow with you. As mentioned, I'm riding solo today. I don't have any guest with me, and I am still on chapter 2, entrepreneurial stages, and rule 17, shortcut suicide. So the truth will come out and you'd be left with the consequences if you are conducting fraudulent or corrupt activities once you are starting out in business. There are people who will come and try to make you get an easy way in to business, but in the long run that will affect your business negatively, because starting a business is already risky enough without adding other unnecessary risks. So just don't get involved in anything illegal, don't do anything that is ethically questionable, and always pay your debts. Don't take any shortcuts, because if you take shortcuts, you are committing business suicide. You are literally killing yourself. So as mentioned, once you are beginning, it might be easy to get caught up in the next big thing, and often the next big thing is something that is dodgy, so you need to be careful. When you do business by paying bribes or becoming the next entrepreneur while you are not compliant, that will momentarily be lucrative, but in the long run it won't pay off, because the truth will come out and you'd be left to deal with those consequences, those negative consequences. So you need to ask yourself whether or not you want to be an entrepreneur or a thief. If you want to be a thief, then you can go ahead and steal money. Or if you want to be an entrepreneur, you can go ahead and create wealth for yourself. So it may be morally arguable to use pirated software because now you're starting out, or track your profits, but so that you can keep more for yourself. So after all that is done, you are just taking shortcuts that are going to kill you in the long run. Yeah, so my understanding is that you are not a bad person and you can justify your moral acts with, you know, I need money to do this and this and this. Initially, you'll be feeling bad, and over time, you'll get used to conducting fraud, and eventually you'll be a bad person. So take good decisions in the early days. Do not be committed or involved in fraudulent or corrupt activities. Always maintain ethical practices. During our season, we are using the 90 rules book, which is called the Codex of Hustle, to challenge you entrepreneurs to work alongside us to use this set of rules every day and wisely. So each and every day I will be sharing one rule for 90 days, and we just passed 17 rules, 17 days gone. Goodbye. Why am I saying goodbye? So starting a business should be more than just a venture, it should be an adventure. Hashtag 90 rules online in order to find out more about the author, Mr. Manas Broderick. I've shared today's rule because we are on Instagram at blackink0.1 and on Facebook at blackink. Our ink has a C at the end. This is Kenzani. Tune in next time. Over and out. Bye for now.